The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life.
With guitar!
930 BC. Back at you. We're coming from the basement studio in Forest Hills. Just outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The Steel City. What's coming up in the Steel City? It's summertime. Summertime. How'd you like your 4th, guys? 4th of July. Still a holiday here in America. Booyah. And as negative as I am, something, I tell you what, I'm trying not to be negative. Notice a lot of things are negative nowadays, and you think, oh, yeah, negative, because they're saying bad stuff. But that's not what I'm talking about, guys. I'm talking about the good stuff people are saying is even negative. Hear me out. You see, an image has a negative, or at least it used to back when I had cameras. And in art, there's also the idea of negative space. So let's say you have a silhouette, right? Now, if the silhouette is white and the area around it is black, traditionally this is the negative space, right? It's not the object that you're focusing on, but the object is defined by the negative space. And I think that's basically a lot of what we're doing. Now, don't get me wrong here. Listen to the irony here. As per always, things are circular in their nature. What I'm saying right now is a negative perspective. Right? But what people do is they say, well, let's take politics. Okay, so let's say you're a hardcore Republican or a hardcore Democrat. What you do is you fight the opposition. See, that's negative. You see, the what you want is you. I mean, that's what most people want anyway. Most people want the world to reflect themselves. And what they do is they attack the negative space. You see, they are what they consider to be the positive. And the enemy, the negative. That's why we have anti-fascists, right? They're not pro-freedom. They're anti-fascist, right? And that's why we have anti-racists, right? They're not pro-freedom and equality. They're against oppression. See what I'm saying? They're attacking the negative space. So, anyway, I guess I'm thinking about this in 4th of July context. I did see some negative stuff. And granted, I'm in my own echo chamber, so I don't think I'm focusing on the negative. I did see a few negative things, though, on the gram and etc., etc., etc. But for the most part, I was pleasantly surprised to see the 4th focused on the positive. People were grateful for things. They weren't pissed. I hope you're not pissed out there, Reggie's. I'm trying to enjoy the positive space. So I'm happy you're here. And you don't define me. I don't know if that makes sense. But you guys aren't negative. And I'm happy to have you. What are we doing today on the pod? Other than enjoying the weather. It is summer. It's hot as shit, actually. It's nice and cool in my basement, nestled in the hills of Pittsburgh. But upstairs, where I'm working right now, sand in the walls, hot as balls. But hopefully we'll get her in primer and paint soon, right? Then all we got left is carpet and a little hardwood in the upstairs. I also have to remodel the closets. But that should be easy. Regardless, it's summer time. You know what I haven't done this summer at all? Hell, this spring, this fall, last fall even. Mountain biked. Am I getting old? Yeah. I think I am. But that's all right. I need to get active. I'll tell you what. I've been fortunate enough to re-up my body here and there. So I'm not like super portly. But everybody's got their own standard. And right now, I'm slipping. What I do, though, I do old people athletics. Golf. That's what we did on the 4th. We went to the driving range. Did we go? Was that the 4th? Yes, it was. And you know who went with us? It was me, my girl Cindy, and Adam Neidig. You probably remember Adam Neidig from previous podcasts. Crazy nervous ball of energy. Lovable guy. Glad to have gone out with him. I think we're going to do more golfing. I guess he lives close to me. I mean, he's totally new at it, and I'm totally bad at it. So, there you go. Which brings me, actually, to today's sponsor. Well, yeah, to today's sponsor. Today, we're going to go with Titleist Golf Clubs. Now, golfing, well, let's see here. When I was a kid, I got into snowboarding and skiing. And now, this is one of those things, like golfing, snowboarding, and skiing. People say the barrier to entry is too high. And it can be. And don't get me wrong, if you're dirt poor, everything's too high. But if you've got gumption or sumption, you can buy used equipment. And that's what I do. I've got like a ragtag bag of clubs. I think, God, I probably got, what, 6-7 clubs and 4 different brands. But my 2 best clubs are Titleist. And my 3rd best club is a Ping. But I tell you this, if you're going woods, go Titleist. Am I an expert? No. But the 2 woods I have, the driver and the 3 that are Titleist, are my favorite woods. I think I end up in the woods less with those woods. Yes. Yes. And my dad sent me golf clubs. Not golf clubs. Golf balls. And scorekeepers. Little clickers. For my birthday. Now here's the dilemma with golf balls. I get all these, I get 2 dozen golf balls from my folks. Callaway Soft Touches. I saw them in the used golf club store. Way out of my price range. It's like Ron Renwick told me the other day. Why'd I stop golfing? Because I got tired of driving $5 into the woods on every hole. So now I got these fancy golf balls. At least I didn't buy them, right? But my plan is to take them and not use them with the TaylorMades. Because the TaylorMade clubs are my drivers, like I said, the woods. And I will end up in the woods. So I'm going to take my nice golf balls and I'm going to chip with them. They're going to be Ping Zing material. 50-degree pitching wedge material. You know what I mean? Basically, inside 40 yards of the hole. I think that's where I'll use a good golf ball. Because let's be honest. Before that, I'd be stupid to use anything but used. So there you go. Titleist Golf Clubs. If you find one used, pick it up. Swing it. Yeah. It was fun going down to... So we live right next to this golf course. It's called Grandview. Public course, and it has a grand view. Now, I didn't know, and we didn't know, but we went up there on the 4th, just to hit some balls at the driving range, and go up to the restaurant / bar, and the waitress? No, bartender, you're going to call her. Yeah, the bartender. She says... You guys got here before the rush. And we're like, oh, it's 4th of July. I mean, I figured people would be here golfing. You know, what's going on? She goes, oh, no. Everyone shows up after 6. They have plans all day. And then they come up here and drink and watch the fireworks. I didn't think of it, but they're at the top of a hill. You can see the fireworks everywhere. And they go off like 365 degrees all around you. There were even people setting up lawn chairs. That's how you know it's a public golf course. Nobody's setting up a lawn chair outside at a country club, right? So anyway, the point being is that's pretty crazy. I think I'm going to have to go back there next 4th of July. You know, they had like a dude who's like a wedding singer, essentially. You could tell he was, I don't know, He's probably in his late 50s, but this guy had pipes. I mean, singing ones. And also, electronic keyboard. Dude, is there anything better than a guy playing all the music on an electronic keyboard, singing all the oldies? He broke out, Johnny Come Lately, the new kid in town. And he was hitting it. Dude, when I walked up from the range, I thought it was a record. But no, it was this dude. So there you go. Next 4th of July, if you're in the Pittsburgh area, head up to Grandview Golf Club. Because they're doing it right. Who do we have on the pod today? A couple of golfers, actually. And one not golfer. The not golfer, Blake Scala. You know him. You love him. The return, Trevor Austin, who grew up golfing, but grew up hating golfing. I'm trying to get him back into it. But you know how it is getting people to get out and do shit. Especially when they're getting old, like myself. And third, but finally, and not least, a man I've been trying to get on the podcast for a month or two. He's got his own podcast with his boys. It's called the So Podcast. It stands for Shot Out. Wait, no, Smoked Out, Shot Out. Either way, Loke, no joke. At least that's what he goes by on stage. Other names are Mr. Motherfucking Loke and other shit like that. Point being, I really like Loke. He's one of those guys you can tell learn shit the hard way. And I'm just like that, man. I'm too dumb to take good advice. Now, I'm not saying he's dumb. I guess maybe I was. Fuck. But the point is I empathize with him. So I'm super stoked to have him on the show. Yeah, that's it, man. I think you're going to like him too. Let's get into the segment with Look No Joke. Trevor Austin and Blake Scala. Today's objective, I think, will be to get Blake out of his shell.
Oh, what do you mean?
Because your shell is a little tight.
Yeah. Yeah, I've...
He doesn't talk much.
I've been falling off on these past few podcasts. I really have. I was getting all depressed on the last one. I was like, I don't know, guys. I think I want to quit comedy.
Yo. That's everybody,
let's change
everybody
the subject,
wants to quit comedy right now. I want to quit
comedy.
Hey, man,
I retired 4 times, man.
Did you really?
Yeah. Wow. Straight Brett Favre on him. Yeah. Loke in the building, by the way.
Yeah.
Loke in the building.
Loke, no joke.
How's everybody doing?
Easy to find on the sock meds, as we call them, social media.
Oh, Loke. Okay. I thought you were talking
about sock meds. He's the only one who calls it that.
I'm the one who calls
it
sock meds.
It's going to
stick.
That's right. It's the sock meds, dude. It's going to stick.
I don't like it.
You sound like cheap drugs.
That's what I'm saying.
That sounds like something they have in Florida. Yeah.
People love cheap drugs.
Smoking that flocka.
That's what you call the fans, right? The Reggies?
Yeah, Reggies, man. Regular listeners. The irregulars.
Y'all know what flocka is?
Waka Flocka Flama?
No, that's one thing.
Is that what the reference is to in the Waka Flocka?
It's like a hybrid of bath salts that's, I'm pretty sure it's like only in Florida. That's a Florida thing.
Does anyone understand what a bath salt is? Can someone explain a bath salt
to me? It's like cheap meth. You used to be able to buy them at like stores, I think. And
all I've ever known is the guy who ate a guy's face in Florida.
Yeah, and
the
that's
Florida man stuff.
That's
see,
that
I always thought bath salts was the shit that my mom used to put in the tub. You know,
that's what I was thinking.
That's what I always thought.
That's what I say. And then
like, y'all
getting
high off this? Like,
yeah, exactly,
nah,
dude.
It was a different thing. I'm going to Google this.
I feel like there's a lot of kids who probably ate like what me and Loke are talking about. Because if I was a kid and I was list watching the news and like bath salts will fuck you up, I'd be like, I'm going to try that when mom and dad are gone. You know what I mean?
2 hours later, like, yeah, this is some bullshit. You got some bunk ass bad thoughts.
I think I need to eat more.
Have you tried the legal highs like that? Like you got the Robitussin, you got Morning Glory Seeds.
Well, then
that's
there's the K2, which was hot for a minute.
Salvia was
stuck
there
on that spice.
Salvia, I did.
Smoking incense. I was smoking incense.
Yeah,
I was in a halfway house smoking incense.
Yeah, that's where it's popping, dude. All right.
I knew a kid who... not smoking incense. What the fuck was he smoking? I can't fucking... Never mind.
Well,
my mind is gone.
I think at one point you could buy bath salts like Kratom, like gas station heroin, and like this was like
gas station speed.
And like when you could buy... I think you can still buy K2 at some joints, like if you go into a place.
Salvia I've smoked. Salvia is like probably the most intense hallucination I've ever had.
It's miserable.
And it would,
I hate it.
It was pretty scary too. I remember it not being comfortable.
It doesn't feel good at all.
Yeah, it was just fucked up and crazy.
And there's no spiritual.
You ever smoke salvia?
No, but I only hallucinate when I'm sober. I start to think I'm important and shit.
Okay. I was gonna say I think that's called schizophrenia.
Oh fuck.
MDPV bath salts, which. What, I believe it was like legal at one point, and then they quickly realized it can't be. And it's what the late great John McAfee was really into.
What?
John McAfee, the multimillionaire who
he was the hammock guy also.
Oh, you mean the guy who would have the women shit on his face?
Yeah, from the hammock.
You should have called him. You could have called him the shit in the face guy. I thought he was like my pillow. My.
You think
hammock.
That's more important than the hammock?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Well,
have you heard about this,
Love?
You heard about this?
Do you remember McAfee antivirus?
Like, you ever seen that on a computer?
The inventor of that just passed away. He was killed in prison.
The Clintons killed him.
Yeah. He used to let people shit in his face, though?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
He started doing bath salts. He hired a woman. He ran away.
He had all this internet money from selling McAfee virus.
Yeah, he's
just... unlimited.
I swear that shit used to give you a virus. Like, install it and then get the virus and shit.
And
like,
this dude made out clean with that horrible antivirus stuff, made hundreds of millions of dollars, and disappeared to an island. And he said he hired a chemist.
The chemist
was under the impression that he was on the cutting edge of some new medical breakthrough. And she didn't realize he was kind of using her as a cover to have all this equipment so that
she went home, dope.
He was making bath salts. And
that is funny. So he just like found a master's student who was like stupid and
financial crimes. And they've been trying to get him. He murdered a guy in Belize and then fled
really?
The country. Yeah, you got it. Dude, there's a documentary on John McAfee. It's called Oki's Weird Stories, OKI. And there's documentaries on John McAfee everywhere, but Oki did this YouTube piece, and it is like a professionally done documentary. It's in four pieces. He has an interview with him at the end because McAfee found out and called him, like threatening him. And these voicemails, they're like Mel Gibson level voicemails,
oh,
dude.
Nice.
John McAfee, God rest his soul, is a legend, dude. I love John McAfee.
I can't, dude. Okay, so he was on the Adam Carolla show like a year ago.
Dude, that's just a little piece of the McAfee story. I'm sorry, what were you saying?
No, I'm just saying, like, he's been on interviews, not very many. He's got a short list of interviews. I did hear him on the Adam Carolla show. Adam, for some reason, Carolla got a 20-minute interview with him. But in other interviews, he said, I will not kill myself. If I end up dead, it's because I was murdered. Yeah. And now here he is, killing himself.
So, in other words, it's like an Epstein situation?
Well, he's
like,
been on the run for not paying taxes forever.
Like, yeah.
He's been a fugitive for... A long time.
He ran for president as a libertarian with a murder investigation in Belize. And it was one of those things where you couldn't like do anything about it. Yeah, right? Little golf class.
Now you got my attention.
You're willing to overlook the mouth shit, you know?
How funny is that, though? Was it just a slap in the face? Because he's sitting in Belize with a murder charge and he's like, fuck you, America.
Okay, so
I'm going to run for your presidency.
May I? Bath salts. Noun, a crystalline substance that is dissolved in bath water to soften or perfume the water. A jar of vanilla-scented bath salts. 2. Informal, a kind of synthetic drug with mood-altering and stimulant properties, typically in the form of crystals and containing MDPV or mephedrone. He was allegedly high on bath salts. So
is it... made in a bathtub or something?
No, it was... I think that the two have been conflated, and one is like a very... it's like rock salt and crystal meth. You know what I mean? They look kind of alike,
I wonder
but they
if people were making it
game.
In their bathtubs, and then people called it bath salts for fun.
No, it was originally... there was a chemical in the bath salts that you put in there that could be abstracted and then get high off of.
Either
and
way.
And then people just started getting straight to the chemical.
So in my mind, I relate bath salts most to
Blake, if
PCP
we get bath salts, will you try
like
them?
Yeah.
You think they're similar at all?
In that family of go fucking ape shit drugs. Yeah. So McAfee, you can read his journals, which, oh my God, dude, these are so good. I love a good bad guy. Like, I'm big into Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber. You know
big
I mean?
Into him? What does that mean? Like, I'm big fans?
I celebrate the man's entire catalog.
celebrate his catalog. It's only really the one day for the one guy.
So he wrote these journals, though, of his experiences on bath salts when he was in Belize.
Okay.
And you can hear his brothel, his harem of bitches that they're so funny. They're like, Mr. McAfee liked to have sex for 13, 14 hours at a time. And he loved when we would scat and they like giggle and like, yeah. they like, you know, like he liked when we poo in his mouth. And he just would go, he got so perverted on this drug because it fires up your fucking sex brain.
His gangster just got knocked down like two nuts.
That's what I'm saying. I would have to throw up. I mean, I guess I'm just not into it.
Yeah, no. Well, I think if you were on bath salts, like anything
then,
goes.
Then it's a lot cooler.
Yeah, because he's Jesus. You're reading his journals, and he's like, when it would kick in, he had to kick a guy out of his compound because he tried to have sex with one of the dogs. Like
the guy did.
This is the type of drug that makes you eat people's faces. So like, fuck a dog, eat a face.
You just turn into an animal. You just turn into a fucking animal.
That's kind of bothers me, because how can you start judging people about fucking dogs if you're letting people shit in your face? Like, it's,
well, yeah, like, yo, that's true, man. I'd say that's almost.
What I don't get is like, you ever get blackout drunk and wake up embarrassed and be like, oh man, that was bad. Like, how are you like? How do you look in the mirror after someone just shit all over your face on a 12-hour?
I would hope that you like
bender.
It. I
is
hope
that green.
You convince. The problem would be is if you convince yourself you didn't like it. You know what I mean?
Which wouldn't you be gotta hard let, to do?
You got to let yourself believe that you're into that. Otherwise, you're gonna have a lot of guilt.
The whole thing is what I'm saying is to the avid and regular episodes listener, go watch the documentary. I'm not testing John Max.
Is that our
gangster.
Sponsor? What's the documentary? What's the network?
Oki's Weird Stories. There's so many good documentaries on this YouTube page, Oki's and one of them is that.
Okay,
Oki. He did a documentary on. Y'all remember? Did you ever see the movie Bloodsport?
Yeah,
legend.
I've seen it.
Jean-Claude Van Damme. And that was based on a true story of Frank Dukes. And this was the 80s where you could just make shit up. There was no internet. And it turns out that Frank Dukes didn't even know martial arts. And he had these stories of like, I was 349-0 and hold the world record for fastest knockout.
Right.
They were trying, if you've seen the movie Bloodsport, they were trying to tell you at the end of that movie, based on a true story. It's an absurd, like kickboxer-esque fighting movie.
Yeah, dude. The 80s and 90s, though, were so glorious in movies. Like, everything was over the top in the 90s and 80s.
So this dude knew no martial arts. Local police departments were hiring him to train their officers. He would get on late-night TV shows and say he was breaking bulletproof glass. And, like, he was literally making it all up. He didn't even know martial arts. And that was the 80s. Like,
how did somebody...
It was movie karate.
How come no one tried to kick his ass, man?
Well, there were these big fights that would lead up.
I would have think somebody would have tried to kick his ass.
So there were these big fights that would lead up, and then they would never happen. And, you know, he'd have a reason why he couldn't. But what's great is there was another guy who was doing the same thing, like fake martial arts. And they fought. And their whole posses fought each other in what was known as the Karate Wars. And this was in the 70s.
But see, I think you could get away with claiming to be a black belt because you're not allowed to fight in public anyway and shit. So I could go to a bar like, I'll fuck you up if it was legal.
Yeah, right.
But what if somebody tries you? You know, what if somebody's just like, okay, well, I'm just going to beat your ass and then you're going to have to defend yourself?
Well,
like, why come that never happened?
He built such a story. He even presented his trophy, which was like as tall as a human. It was like a 6-foot-tall trophy. And then an investigative reporter from the LA Times, because he made all these movies and was like a karate legend, like in saying he was better than Bruce Lee and da 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 da. So then they quickly looked because they were like, what proof do you have? And he showed them, he was like, the next day he shows up with a trophy and the investigative reporter immediately called the nearest trophy shop and found a receipt. And like, he was like, well, I'll prove it. And was like, came with a trophy that he had printed the day before from a local trophy shop.
It's a good con man, though.
So that was also on Oki's Weird Stories. Another great documentary on there was they filmed a movie.
We have a receipt for one number one kick fighter in the world trophy. They're like, how come this says Captain Kick Fighter of the World? That doesn't seem like a real champion.
Underground Kumite.
That's a real fighting ring.
Yeah. And he was claiming to have won these underground secret Kumites. He claimed he won the Medal of Honor from the United States military.
What?
But
why would you say
when
that,
they
dude?
Tried to prove it, he said it was so super double secret.
Oh,
that he wasn't, like, of course it's he not
should,
on record. What we were
I
doing was so.
Yeah, I shouldn't even have told you that I won it. That kind of bullshit.
But those are the kind of documentaries.
Dude, see, that's why before the internet was awesome, right?
Yeah.
Before the internet was a kick ass, dude. You'd argue with people about shit and they'd have to logically think about what
you
said.
Did you have some big lies in your life like that when you were younger that you maintained?
I one time was telling my friends that I got an 18 playing mini golf, made every shot. What a humiliating thing.
That's pretty crazy.
I'm 33. I hope my dad kicks my ass when he hears this for telling that lie.
I never did any long-term ones, really, but I had a guy I rode the school bus with who constantly did them. You know what I mean?
I had a lot.
You did? What were some of yours?
Oh, this is going to be
good. I want to hear about them.
Let me think of the early ones. I told my friends for a whole year that, like, on my birthday, for, like, July 4th or something, in my memory, it's a football game, but that doesn't make sense because football's not in July. But we were going to go to some professional sports game, and I knew it wasn't going to happen, but I just wanted people to grovel and want to go to this thing.
Right, and be envious of you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And well, it's not even a good one.
And it turned out your parents actually didn't love you that much to take you to a sporting event at all.
No, I didn't even ask them. I didn't even want to go. I just knew the other guys.
Just knew the other guys wanted to go.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The worst thing I did, I let a job call me Mike for like 4 months.
A whole job?
Yeah.
Like everybody who worked there?
Yeah, the whole job.
That's so funny.
Me and Loke have been close friends for like 3 years now. Definitely. And I still don't know your real name.
You should.
And I know it is like four different ones. And I'm like, that's by design. So like, I'm just going to call him Loke. You know?
Dude, that's pretty sweet.
Loke is actually my real name. Like,
I feel
my mama called me Loke. So
yeah.
His middle name is actually Steve.
Yeah, at one point.
I was Steve Austin. I was wrestling for a minute. You know.
Well, and at that point, people thought we were related. Because you can see the resemblance.
Yeah,
Steve Austin, Trevor Austin. Which is neither of our names.
But yeah, I don't even know where they came up with it from. What the wild shit is, my paycheck said my real name, but
they called you Mike.
They called me Mike, and I was like, you know,
my dad used to get called Hank, which isn't his name. His name's David, and he would get paychecks made to Hank, and the banks would cash them anyway. This is before the internet. Who know? We give a fuck. You just walked in and signed a check, and blah blah blah. 80s, man. You weren't alive even in the 80s, were you?
No.
Oh, that you missed it. You had it was a 90s wild,
baby hood.
Yeah, I never do well on these podcasts because Trevor starts talking about WWE and fucking
WWF back then.
Exactly, dude. That's where this table is divided, right here. WWF side, and then you, dude.
Yeah, dude.
The fuck the World Wildlife Foundation.
Trevor just goes all in the 80s shit.
Dude, we were kings back then, bro.
Yeah, dude.
The 80s was dope.
It was pretty good, man.
Everything was happy. Nobody.
You would have got away with all your lies in the 80s.
Yeah, well, I was got doing away that. With
most. Cocaine wasn't frowned upon back then. And shit. It was the thing.
We were
to
all
do.
Just figuring out. We were all just had doing coke and
what
fucking.
Year
yeah.
were you
I was
too.
Yeah, I was too.
I honestly got to believe that I was born in the. I know I'm destined for greatness because I was born the same year that Jordan was drafted to the Bulls. I was born in 1984. So,
yeah,
you know, and LeBron was born that year. Fuck LeBron, but LeBron.
Fuck
was born
LeBron,
that year,
bro.
So it's like, you know, there's a lot of great shit happened in '84.
Okay. Aaron, 1984
That's a big famous year, yeah.
I didn't hear Aaron's lie.
I never really had one. We did, honest Abe over here.
We did cherry lie. Tree.
I had a lot. I can't even say most. I have a few that I'm still maintaining. I can't say on the podcast, dude. Some people listen to this and be like, holy shit, and I'll have a whole web of
things will
come
people,
crashing down.
I've been
in my
telling
life.
People I've invested in crypto. Which McAfee was using too.
I'm telling Stooge and Corey they're getting their money back.
Like at the beginning of the year, I'm sitting there giving people, you know, stock information and shit.
Yeah.
That actually hit that I didn't use myself.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, same, dude. I'll hit five parlays.
I'm watching this AMC situation like I'm the dumbest motherfucker because I've seen it coming. Like,
dude, Blake's if I would have held my Dogecoin, I would have had over 100 grand.
When it hit
I didn't
God.
Hold, dude.
Yeah. I'm going
to
be sick.
It got up
though.
To 77 cents. Like, something
yeah,
like
I,
that.
I, yeah. Got, I bought like 2 grand worth at like 1.5 cents.
1.5 cents. Yeah.
And I just didn't hold it.
Damn,
dude. You got sacked.
I had another one. This is a fun lie.
Okay, maybe that's not 100 grand, but it's up there, you know?
Yeah.
We did lie to my buddy's parents. When I wrecked his car. I wanted to tell him, but he said, no, I'm going to tell them I wrecked it.
So that you weren't driving?
So that I wasn't driving. So he wouldn't get in trouble for letting me drive. But we got caught.
I had a good one.
I crashed my car a few times. We talked about that on the last podcast.
He said he would just get
his car all up. And
he would just get it dented, come home, and be like, I don't know what you're talking about. When they
okay. I have a ton of those, but I'm talking about like childhood silly lies.
Well, not. 10 years ago, me and a friend, like me and her never did nothing sexually and all that. We were just so close.
Uh-huh.
But we lied to her parents for a year. We said we went to Vegas, and I've never been to Vegas in my life. We said we went to Vegas and got married. For like a year, we was faking we was married just to our mom and dad.
For a whole year?
That's intense. Yeah,
oh, yeah. Oh, dude, that's really intense.
I played it off dope. I played it off yeah. dope as hell and shit. That's like the only time I
You're probably in the
there.
Will.
I want to see the unveil. Like, how'd you tell him you weren't actually married?
They probably caught him with another one.
And they were like, oh, thank God.
I just
God.
Haven't been back since then. You know, I talked to her here and there, but I just...
Oh, I got one. I dropped out of school, and I just told my parents I was still in school for months.
Oh, that's a good
one.
That
is a good
one. And
then
I eventually enrolled in school, re-enrolled.
It caught
and
up.
And they were like, why is this class taking like 6 months longer than mine? I don't know. They just keep extending these courses. So, yeah.
Yeah, why are you still in Algebra 2? It's been a year and a half.
So
right?
these were those
computer programming fucking schools or whatever. But
these are adult lives.
The ones you used to wash dishes now?
Yeah, I was actually just homeless at the time. And I was just like fucking sitting around doing drugs in the city. And I was just, yeah, I'm going to go back to class. Just blasted. Talking to my dad on the phone.
It's great to be homeless and going to college,
down the fucking
dude.
River.
They say that there's no trickle-down economics. Vodka. Show me you're poor with college classes.
I had one when I was in fourth grade. And I was trying to be cool and impress these kids. And we were starting to talk about girls. Like, I fucking knew what I still don't know what I'm talking about with girls. And I told this kid, I was like making fun of this kid because he was still a virgin. And I was saying things like, oh, you must be gay if you've never gotten any vagina, dude. I was in fourth grade and in all Christian school, too. And I would like.
Who the fuck taught you that?
Well, there was a seventh grader that did the same thing and was lying to me. And then when he would get off at his stop, I was like,
well, I'm going to repeat
Call me a virgin. I'll call you a virgin. I remember one time he said to me, he was like, you ever put your dick between a girl's boobs and pee? Feels so good. And I remember being like, no, I haven't done that. And suddenly I want to.
Yeah, and, why not?
So I got called into the principal's office because I was kind of like bullying this kid for being a virgin. And I'm in fourth grade talking about like, yeah, I've done everything.
I thought you were going to be like, I went to the office because I was trying to pee on this girl.
Oh, you want to know what?
Well, the principal sat us down, and I had never felt so small and embarrassed when he sat me down in front of this other kid that I had been lying to and was like, so we're going to need to call your parents and let them know that you're sexually active. Do you care to go into detail with some of these things that you've been sharing with Roman on the bus? And I was just like, I made it up. You know, so embarrassing.
See, I got a kind of fucked up bullying story. This is why I don't like Cleveland. Like, I hate the Browns.
Did you live in Cleveland?
I used to live in Cleveland for like 4 years. And like, I swear we was the only black family like in
the whole neighborhood.
Yeah, so I got like the theme of me being the only black person, I got used to it by like 14 and shit. Because it was, you know, that was like one of the things in my life.
Yeah, it's mathematically inevitable.
Yeah. And see, I hated that comparison too, but that's another story. But when I was younger and I was in Cleveland and shit, I got bullied like a motherfucker and shit. And the teacher just, you know, overlooked it and shit, you know what I mean? And one time I snapped out and it was a little white kid. And it was like, oh my God, you're so mean. You got behavior problems. Like, bitch, I got hit with books and all sorts of shit.
Right.
Like,
did you just lay cool the kid out that? Or something?
No, I just cussed him out.
Okay, good.
Called
okay.
him a little bitch.
Well, either or.
That's where a lot of people's comedy chops come
from. As long as the kid backed down.
A lot of comedy chops come from learning how to hit back at bullies if you can't, like, do something.
I did a lot of that.
My brothers bullied me, and that's where I learned to be a smart ass, you know? And
I had this kid who was bullying me, and we were on the same baseball team, and his dad was the coach.
Okay.
And then during the game or something, he called, like, my girlfriend a slut. And I didn't even know what that meant, but I knew it was like a bad word. Like, and I punched him in the nose, and then I got benched like the rest of the season.
When I moved back from Cleveland to Pittsburgh, I started going to school. I was in notorious McKee Sport.
I've heard about it on the news.
Yeah, so I was going to school and I was getting bullied hard. Like it was crazy, but. There was a part of me that just didn't give a fuck, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So it was one day, I seen this dude's mom drop him off at the bus stop. She was fat as hell, you know what I mean? She had one of them moo-moos and shit on, so you know what I mean? So I'm sitting there on the bus like, yes. Like, as soon as he says something to me,
hell
yeah, your mom is getting it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we got to like fifth period and they start fucking with me and shit. And I'm in the front of the class. Like, they used to have to sit me by the teacher and shit. Like,
yeah, I did that shit too.
I'm sitting there smiling though. Like, yeah, you got it. You know what I mean? As soon as I heard his voice, I said, well, what's that big ass dress your mom had on this morning and shit with a shower cap? And shit, and the whole class started cracking up and shit. So he goes, you know, we get out of class, and he whoops my ass. But the next day came, and they start talking shit. I said, yeah, your mom still had that same.
Yeah, the same went on this morning.
So I was relentless. All right, you might have whooped my ass. It still ain't going to stop. I'm still going to talk my shit. Like, yep.
You ever seen that movie Cool Hand Luke?
Oh, hell yeah.
There's a fight scene in that, kind of like that, where he just keeps getting up and fighting back no matter what. You know what I mean?
Prisoner's respect.
Yeah, it earns awesome everyone's respect.
Scene, yeah.
But that's what it was, too.
That is what it was.
That's what it was. Like, after that, a lot of people stopped fucking with me. You
yeah,
know?
Exactly, yeah, man. Yeah. You earn the respect, yeah.
These are rites of passage.
Or when they did things. Fuck with me, they wanted a funny response and shit. Because when I started going to city school over here, oh, it was crazy. Like,
yeah.
City school was crazy.
I never went to big school. I'm kind of glad I didn't, honestly. I mean, we had bullies, but at least we knew their last names and middle names.
Yeah. I went to like an average size school. Where'd you go to school, Blake?
Small school in Newcastle called Shenango.
Shenango. Okay,
yeah, Shenango. Like 60-some people I graduated.
Damn, that's all right, that's same as me, about. Yeah, 350, 400. And where'd you go to school, Logan?
I went to school, Woodland Hills. I went to school, Pittsburgh Public Schools, but I went to Woodland Hills. We produced NFL stars.
Oh, dude, W, double O,
did you ever
Woody
play
High
with anybody who was in the NFL? Or
yeah, actually, I went to school. I didn't make the teams.
They're good, bro.
Yeah, I can believe
I was
it.
Good, too. I was just an asshole. Like, it was just, you know, so. But no, I went to school with Steve Reston, Ryan Mundy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so.
Okay, yeah, I remember being like, because I'm a couple years behind you, that team was insane.
Insane. Oh,
Steve, that rivalry with Central Catholic.
Yep.
Those were crazy
games. Steve was probably like one of the craziest athletes I've ever seen. Just insane.
What's his cat's last name?
Breston.
Steve Breston.
Yeah, he played for the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, he played.
Dude, a guy from my high school played for the Arizona Cardinals. What are the odds?
But it was funny because the last Super Bowl, the Steelers won. There was a player, Steve Breston, played for the Cardinals, and Ryan Mundy played for the
Steelers.
I don't know.
Steelers. Yeah.
Okay. I think that he tackled him in that game because Breston had a few big plays.
He had a good game. He had a good game. Because
Mundy was a backup at that point.
At safety.
I believe.
Yeah.
He got some time, but.
You guys are totally yinzed out on these Steelers.
Oh,
I love
man.
It.
Well, no, I'm not. Just, I'm not no, a Steelers
fan.
We both hate the Steelers.
I'm not a Steelers fan.
Yeah,
I'm not
a Steelers fan. We're just NFL fans, bro.
Yeah, I'm a big football fan. I'm a huge sports fan. Like, it is.
What's your team? Football wise?
49ers. Nah, I'm like a free agent now.
Free agent.
It was the 49ers, wasn't it?
I never liked the 49ers.
Dolphins, baby.
Wait, were you a Cowboys fan as a kid?
I grew up a Cowboys fan. I remember Super Bowl 30. I got kicked out the house because Neil O'Donnell was a fucking bum. And thank God he was a bum.
Yeah, dude.
Me and my mom, we made a bet. And, you know, it was I do all the chores for a month, and I get Sega Channel for a month.
Ooh, Sega Channel. That's some stakes.
But by halftime of the game, I was on punishment because, like, the Cowboys were
mouthing off.
Ass.
Yeah,
I was talking shit. I was as quiet as I could be. I don't do worst trash talk. I mean, I'm not the worst. I don't do best. Like, I play NBA 2K all day.
Yeah,
I'd be down 50. I'd be down 50, and I still talk.
You should get a Twitch channel, dude.
I know. That's what everybody keeps saying. Like,
that's if you're a sit talker.
Oh, yeah.
You got a good voice for it, too.
So of that Neil O'Donnell Super Bowl, the regular
favorite
episodes
Super Bowl.
Listeners
Super Bowl,
are not going to be in tune with what I'm talking about for the most part. I don't think it's our demo, but me and Loke are going to just talk over here on this side
this
of the
table. This is fine because we're going to try to understand. Blake, do you have a lot of sports ball knowledge?
I know football.
Okay. Well,
so
shit.
My good buddy, his name was Austin. His dad was Ken Karcher, who was John Elway's backup all the way through like his biggest playing days. He played at Tulane. He went to Shaler right around here. And I went to school with his kid. And his dad coached in NFL Europe, which was crazy because you remember NFL Europe? A lot of like the up and coming players would go there and play for a few months in the offseason. It was like a minor leagues almost for the NFL.
Right.
And then they
would
get better. So a lot of his NFL Europe players played on the Cowboys. It's how I actually got introduced to Deion Sanders. Met Deion as a little kid. Oh, dude, I was hyperventilating.
How old are you?
Third grade, 9 or 10.
That's like,
and I got to go.
Those people are Superman when you're
dude,
like,
I got to go into his hotel room and I met a bunch of players. I got within about 20 feet of Michael Irvin, who is my higher power. I pray at night to Michael Irvin. second youngest of 17 children, grew up in a swamp, dude.
Number one, the playmaker.
The playmaker.
The playmaker.
Baby.
The
oh, he's so great,
like,
dude.
Him and Emmitt Smith was probably two of my favorite players and all that. And like all the football players I met was unfortunately Steelers and shit. So I was never excited and shit.
Yeah, so I only got that because this guy, had these NFL connections. Now, Chan Gailey was the offensive coordinator in the 95 Super Bowl. By 1997, I want to say, or 99.
Fuck Chan Gailey,
he was the coach.
Yeah, he was Miami's offensive coordinator last year. He's fucking horrible.
Bum ass. So
he's terrible.
He went to Dallas and was their head coach for a couple years. My buddy Austin, his dad, was friends with Chan Gailey. So I got to meet Chan Gailey. I got to meet all these Cowboys. And in a conversation with Chan Gailey, it was asked, and this will give you some respect for Neil O'Donnell, because this isn't an easy thing to do. Neil O'Donnell threw these two crucial interceptions to Larry Brown in Super Bowl 30. Larry Brown wasn't even that great of a player, and he threw the ball right to him. He was standing alone.
Twice.
You can
in the middle
see,
of the field. Like,
yeah,
center
you can
field.
See his face when he catches the interception. He looks as like, he oh, like, shit. Looks behind him like,
oh,
where
shit.
The fuck this what? Ball is coming to me? Like, there's no one within 20 feet
like,
of me.
There was a Pittsburgh theory that game was fixed because the way the interception was.
Which is bogus because the Steelers covered the spread. So if anything, Dallas fixed it to keep it close. Because if he was going to fix it, like it would go the other way. But anyways, he said that it was a young receiver. I think one of them might have been Yancey Thigpen and the other one was a rookie receiver. And he ran the wrong route on both plays, which would make all the sense in the world because, like,
was
the guy
Cordell?
Broke in and he threw it out. It wouldn't have been Cordell.
Cordell was playing receiver at that point.
Yeah, he was
too.
Playing receiver so, and doing the slash thing. He caught the pass that got him in that game. He stepped out of the back of the end zone against the Colts in the AFC Championship. It shouldn't have been a completion, but they couldn't challenge back then, and that's how they got there. And Quentin Coriad dropped
you're fucking going Rain Man on this.
You know what's funny? Dude, I'm Rain Man on this.
Crazy.
No, you're not. You couldn't do that with modern day. It's your child. That you
I can't. Yeah, I'm
no,
gonna say, I can't remember what
year.
I ate 2 days ago.
Yeah,
but I can remember
but you got all the plays.
All the playoff games from the 90s.
Yeah, I mean, straight up the 90s, especially.
Like,
dude,
that's play what by
play. I rock that NBC Sports hat, dude. That's like I get compliments on it all the time because that was back when like sports are for kids and gamblers. That's what they're for. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
like, when you're a kid, man, it's such a like an amazing thing. I think it's a really good thing, and. That's why I hate someone like LeBron James, and like I feel like we had better role models. And then I remember,
you know what?
And then I remember I'm like
LeBron
Michael Irvin smoked crack.
Role
Roger Clemens was my favorite. He was like
he's on
fucking
steroids.
15-year-old on
but not,
steroids.
I won't knock LeBron
Mike Tyson
for that.
Was raping
like
people.
LeBron is outside of what he do on the court. He is a stand-up guy.
Yeah,
I,
that's what
I
I'm
just
saying.
Don't like
he
him.
Seems like he does everything.
Okay, if we're gonna go there, I'm gonna do this. What bothers me is LeBron James. Barking and chirping about inequality this, inequality that, and then making $1 million a day off little Chinese kids and Muslims in concentration camps in China stitching together his shoes and shirts for 2 cents a week, no bathroom breaks. And he's going to make all that money off literal slave labor. You know what I mean? And then you're going to, and when it comes up, he always backs down right away and he'll take those millions and he does good things with it. He opens up schools and this and that, but I find it to be no integrity, no real principles. Because if it's
not about
like,
China,
care,
you're right. He's,
yeah.
He just
if
lays
it's like, yo,
quiet
I care
about China,
human but... beings and what's happening there is wrong. Well, then
I
say
don't
that.
Know.
And like, no, he just wants to chirp up on whatever's popular on Twitter. That's how I feel.
He can just be motivated to take care of his own people.
I do say that sometimes he do step out of bounds, and that's why I do applaud him too. He do take care.
He's just trying to take care. You can't solve everybody's fucking problems. You know what I mean?
But like,
if he needs to take advantage of the Chinese kids, then
what do you mean his own people?
I mean, black people.
That's what we were getting at.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm saying like you're mad at him because he's not trying to do stuff for
Chinese
people.
Kids,
well, you can't do everything for everyone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So he's
that.
Giving back to the people.
If he said, "Yo, I'm taking care of my own people. Fuck those Chinese people."
That would be funny.
Make my shoes.
I'd buy some Nikes.
Yeah,
dude.
Right.
Oh,
yo,
wow.
Yo, and I wear LeBrons, and I just like the shoe, man, because I hate them. Yo, and like forget politics and all that shit. Politics are over. We finished it last year, but. I will talk about how I hated LeBron when he was 18. Like, just crown the king. I was a Kobe guy. I just never rooted for him. I think he's kind of a bitch with the way he flops. And
he's a diva on the court.
Yeah, he's a diva.
That's what I hate.
And,
that's what I hate about
and
him.
And that's what happens when you call someone King James at age 14 in Sports Illustrated, you know? Like, Kobe was criticized for he should have gone to college, and Kobe had a chip on his shoulder and was not crowned the king. And as soon as LeBron came in, they were like, this is the next Kobe. And it just like was all kind of handed to him. He never won a ring the real way. He always won it with a super team.
With a super
it was
team.
Never
no,
a draft.
A,
You know what
that's
I mean?
That's why I say like
this is going to spark some debates.
The Jordan, even not even just the Jordan comparison, just the greatest comparison pissed me off because, like I say, I'm from that era where the most dominant player I've seen outside of Jordan was Shaquille O'Neal. You know what I mean?
Really?
So it was
special player.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, I know he was 7'6", 400 pounds. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm exaggerating.
But in his youth, man, if you watch his first 5-6 seasons in the league, like even before he hit his peak with the Lakers because he bulked up. Him coming straight out of college, 7'2", probably 50 pounds lighter, so quick,
so
lightning quick.
Yeah,
never had much of a shooting touch, but like, man, could he run the floor. He was a freak with Orlando.
But even Orlando, too, when he got to that stretch with the Lakers, he was the most dominant player. Like, he was
dominant,
taking over a game. So it was, you know, and when they talk about them conversations, is y'all putting LeBron up there, like, how? Like, this dude, he's 4-10 in the finals and shit. That's 40%.
And he bought his way there. Like, let me bring all my friends to each city I go to.
Or let me build another team, because that's what he did the second time in Cleveland. He knew Kyrie was one of the best up-and-coming players. He knew Kevin Love was.
Dude, it's like a sham. Like,
do you think he's still better than all those other players, though?
No, I don't. I
think he's top 10 all time.
He's definitely top
5. I don't put him top 5.
Yeah, I can't put him top 5.
Now, here's the conversation.
Not even top 5, huh?
I can't put him top 5 all time.
See that?
And there's a couple reasons, because I'm going to say two players that play currently.
Uh-huh.
I honestly think that Kevin Durant is better than LeBron.
Okay.
He's probably slightly better offensively. I'm going to give defense to LeBron.
But LeBron had that stretch where he played defense, and if you compare that when Kevin Durant was in Golden State, it kind of canceled out. Kevin Durant is a better player. Now, the second player, I would say, is Stephen Curry.
I talk about it all the time.
Dude, you guys need, like, a sports gambling show.
I know. I feel like we're just hijacking.
You need to start, like, a sports gambling show podcast. Like.
Steph Curry is the greatest shooter in the history of basketball.
But not even that. It's the all-around impact, too.
And he can drive and he can handle. He's not a defensive player, so that's why I kind of cut him. But what he does offensively changed the league. Like,
exactly.
The reason James Harden shoots 23 threes a game is because he saw Steph do it.
No one even
thought you could do that.
And
they criticized it. He would chuck him up from 5 feet behind the line off the dribble.
If you follow this year's playoffs, one of the hottest names is Trae Young. With a game similar to Steph Curry, you know. So
he just plays outside, huh?
10 years from now, there's going to be a lot of little Steph Currys because he made
that
possible.
Inventing the forward pass in football.
That's why I say, ironically, 18 years ago, they praised LeBron. They gave him all this, but he didn't have an impact on the game that, in my opinion, that Steph Curry had to today's basketball.
And LeBron has one of the highest basketball IQs of all time. LeBron's basketball IQ, his ability to distribute. But again, even that comes to me as like, he's a great all-around player, but he's not the killer instinct. He's a bitch, dude. I see LeBron. It's on site, bro. I'm fighting him.
Like I say, I can even be picky and be a dick. Like one of the biggest things is everything. And I didn't turn this into a sports podcast, but
I know.
Like the triple-double thing, too. How they always say he'll be the first one to break Oscar Robertson's record. He wasn't the one to do it.
It was Russell Westbrook,
and he did it 4 seasons.
Has LeBron
broke it yet?
No, yeah.
No, it's never going to be touched for a while. But although this new generation might have, because the game is different with the assists, and part of that is the amount of threes they shoot. You get assists for hitting these guys on the wings that you weren't getting. They also count assists different than they used to. You can get one on two passes.
Overall, today's athlete is crazy. No matter what sport it is,
you want to see it. Look at youth sports. I watch some of these high school games, and these kids look absolutely pro ready. And like the best high school player 20 years ago, because I can remember following it when I was in high school, even would have been LeBron was around that time.
I
was like, wow, this mutant. And now there's 10 of them.
I remember seeing footage of LeBron playing in high school, and his mother standing up in the audience going, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yeah.
And
he was so having sex with his teammates.
It was so controversial because everyone was like, she's just going to profiteer off her son.
She earned it.
She got
dumped in by somebody who took off on her. And, you know,
who had amazing genetics.
He has some great genetics. You can tell by how fast he ran out of there.
I was going to say, he got out of there quick.
This is important, and then I'm going to try to shift gears so we're not just talking about sports. So you talk about the era. You talk about Oscar Robertson and how that triple-double record would have never been touched. So we talk about dominance, just pure dominance. Shaquille O'Neal, times when Kobe, although Kobe only won one MVP, what Jordan did was incredible, but he had a pretty great supporting cast too, and his clutch gene is unparalleled. Now, let me just read something off to you, okay? Now, you want to talk dominance. Wilt Chamberlain is the best basketball player of all time. The argument is who's second. It could, you can say that it's, you know, if you want to get into, some people will say Jabbar, I don't really go there, but you can say Michael, Kobe, LeBron, if you want to put them in the argument,
the top five.
Whatever you want to do. Wilt Chamberlain had a game with 53 points, 32 rebounds, 14 assists, 24 blocks, and 11 steals. A quintuple double. It will never even be touched again. And he did this in the twilight of his career. He's the only center in history to lead the league in assists because people were criticizing him saying he's like only a scorer. So he called it out preseason, said, I'm going to lead the league in assists. No center had ever done it. He did it. The man could do whatever he wanted on the court. He was a track star. Everyone's like, oh, he was just bigger than everyone. No, that is not true. He could do everything. And you can't, you know, if you say, oh, he was just bigger than everyone, well, that's like saying, well, Shaq's no good. He was just bigger than everyone. It's part of his game.
You can't say that. Like, he was one of few at that time. And like
Bill Russell. You know, video game numbers, my man.
Yeah, because he still got the, he got the single game scoring 106.
Yeah, 100 even.
100 even.
See, but if Kobe you start talking like that, like who's greatest of all time, but just their dominance in the era,
right?
Like then track stars, you got to compare them with the people they were running with at the time.
Yeah, you know? And yeah, like, and that's a little bit of a more black and white area,
sure. But
because you can also like Daniel Tosh has that great bit about Babe Ruth wasn't having to pitch against like. Or wasn't having to hit against CC Sabathia who swam here, you know? And so, but you do want to judge against their competition. Because when I get into Emmitt Smith, Barry Sanders, which we grew up with, and then people that I know would say Jim Brown, he was bigger, faster. And it's just tough to say. And
bigger and faster for the era.
And these are team Today's sports, average not guy, track Jim, sports. Jim so Brown that's
will
different, too.
Jim Brown will bust out a 70-yard run to go smoke a cigarette on the side.
I like that.
Yo, come back this, for another 60 yards.
How about this Chinese pitcher? He might be Japanese. I don't know. Sorry if I don't know the difference. But
he's, or Korean.
No, he ain't Korean. Otani or whatever, the dude from the Angels, he's
probably Japanese.
I think he's leading the league in home runs, and he's a Cy Young contender. He's a pitcher who's going deep every single night, multi-homer game after multi-homer games. He's like, they're calling him the next Babe Ruth.
We're going to like sports with, baseball tomorrow.
UFC, for example, like the dudes at the time would have been the greatest fighters,
right?
The
and they're shit fighters.
Kick the shit out of those guys.
It, like
now,
any entry level UFC
there's
fighter,
so many
could
more
whoop.
Techniques well, that you know they're what? Trained for now.
Even when you say that, like when y'all remember when Kimbo Slice was the biggest hype?
Oh, yeah, that was crazy.
And, you know, he's making it off of internet videos, and he's always still said,
he was on Reality Kings for a while. Always they sponsored
said,
him.
Always said that, like, yo, he's fighting crackheads and bums though.
Yeah,
like,
and
you put him in
the
league with some
fighter.
When you put him in the league with some athletes.
He did good, though.
He did good for all
for
things considered.
About three fights, and then he got his ass.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
that's where
yeah. He was never the number one guy. Yeah.
That's where they found Jorge Masvidal.
Yeah.
The same thing.
Yeah.
So he would do the opener kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then also, I watched the whole thing on Sonny Liston today, which I didn't realize what a heavyweight he was in his prime. Mike Tyson had a quote of, he said, Sonny Liston made me look like a Boy Scout. Because Sonny Liston had armed robbery charges. He was selling heroin. And they didn't want him to be a heavyweight champ because this is like the 1960s. Like, that can't be the heavyweight champ used to like mean something. And on to what you were talking about with the UFC. Did y'all ever go to Blockbuster? You remember, Blake, you weren't alive. There was this thing called Blockbuster. So it was like Redbox, only you went inside. So there was, you could go there, and I would do this all the time. You could rent the VHS of UFC 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, I remember
Ken
that
Shamrock
shit.
From the WWF would fight in it.
Yeah.
But there were three rules that would come up. No hits to the groin, no eye gouging, and I can't even remember the third rule.
Probably.
Yeah. And oftentimes they would do like a King of the Ring tournament where there were no weight classes. So you would watch Hoyce Gracie fight Tank Abbott.
I think that was more of a pride thing than it was a UFC thing.
That was UFC at the beginning.
Because
you could see Hoyce Gracie fight Tank Abbott. And Tank Abbott was like built like Brock Lesnar kind of, only like fatter. And you'd watch, and like as a little kid, I would just be like, well, this big guy's going to bash him. And then you would watch Hoyce Gracie climb up him like a spider monkey and choke him out in 3 seconds, you know.
In a gi.
In a gi. We should all start wearing gis. Look, just nods. I'm in.
He's like, I'm in.
Gi's an Air Max.
He's like, I had to take mine off to come.
Yeah,
like,
if I'd have known. Dude.
Yeah, like you can make the argument that he was one of the best of all time. Like
who, Gracie?
Yeah.
A lot of people do.
But like,
but he'd get his ass kicked now.
That's just because he brought jiu-jitsu to the game, yeah. You know?
And a lot of these guys have better strikers. Now,
they all know it. Everyone knows jiu-jitsu now.
And they can strike. Yeah.
So he would go climbing up their leg, and they would fucking throw him up and kick the shit out of him.
Who knows? I can't say that for sure, and I don't know enough about that like art form. You know what I hate too? I've noticed this. Okay, what is happening to our culture? Like I've seen on Instagram every day, someone has a new tattoo of Joe Rogan on their forearm. It's like,
why?
Wasn't it enough for you to just do jiu-jitsu and eat elk? Like, no, you had to, and like, you know, do DMT and get into a cryo tank. You have to tattoo the man's face on you. Like that's cult shit. Yeah, dude. Probably. It, who? It let me go. Weird. Let's go around
but
the room.
But then people have done weird. I know you're right. Tattoos are more common now, though.
No, it's every. That's why I'm glad I don't have any because I feel I mean, like hey, in 10 years that's going to be gangster.
I can't say nothing because I know people with stellar tattoos, and that's yeah, way
that's
worse
cringe
than
too.
That's true.
So let me
that's
ask
true.
You all this: if you had to get a man's another man's face
I mean,
tattooed
I have
on
that,
you,
so.
Oh yeah, who do you have? The wizard
Gandalf.
Gandalf. Yeah, but that's
yeah,
like a character.
Doesn't even want it.
And yeah, I think it's a badass piece of art. When we were tripping on acid, yeah. Dude, that thing had me zoned in.
You were talking to Gandalf.
Yeah, dude, it's a beautiful piece of art. But if you had to get like another actual man, like a celebrity, because that's like a character, right? It's a little bit different.
Danny DeVito.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd go with...
Can you elaborate? Hold on, Aaron. I want to hear this.
As Frank Reynolds, you know?
Oh, yeah, okay, that's okay. What I would be okay. Hoping, you know?
Yeah.
No, as twins, dude. Danny DeVito from Twins.
I'm going with Carlton from Fresh Prince.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, why not? If you have
yeah,
to
why
have,
not?
If you have to have somebody enough, tattooed dude. On you, it might as well be funny.
Okay, that's an angle. Because like I would look at that and be like, no, I'm not getting Alfonso Ribeiro's face tattooed on me. You know, like, I might want it to pay real homage.
I'll have to go with O.J. Simpson.
Yo,
the
Mr.
Juice.
Yeah, I like that, yeah, bro.
You know, because you know, if he got away with murder, then I possibly can. I ain't going to kill nobody, though.
Dude, I'm trying to make this joke right now about how... It's just an observation, I guess. I don't want to make it a joke, but essentially, Bill Cosby has a blue check, and OJ does not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Alex Jones isn't even allowed on the website.
And Alex Jones doesn't even have an account. And then...
I would have to give... I definitely got to give OJ more street cred than Bill Cosby.
Than Bill Cosby? Yeah. And he don't have a blue... But that's why... So OJ, because he's a genius, he got away with murder... He just gave himself a blue check mark. He verifies himself by making videos instead of typing. You know what I mean? Because no one can hack a video. You can't just release videos of OJ going, "Hello, Twitter world. Just wanted to chime in on this Bill Cosby thing." And then
he did that.
No, but he will.
He will. He does.
No, because he tweets, and that's how he does it with videos.
You know, he's at such a point in his career that's so interesting. I feel like we could get him as a guest. You know, let's email this
motherfucker.
I know you're not doing anything. Oh, we're gonna give you a platform.
I bet he's got a bunch going on.
But he's also like in hiding.
Hands down, one of the most interesting people.
Oh, dude, crazy!
He rushed for over 2,000 yards and 80 chichi in his life.
In 14 fucking games too.
And he seems like a nice murderer.
14 games,
yeah.
You know, like of all of the murderers,
well, you know that bitch was
really
running wild, dude. We all know how these white girls can get.
You're right, dude.
You know,
when it's a love triangle, though, you almost gotta take. It's not like he was a serial killer.
Yeah, I'm gonna say.
First of all, what are we talking about? He's innocent. What are we talking about?
I don't want to justify murder, but if you're cheating on me, dude.
Let me just say don't.
Well, they weren't cheating, though. They were divorced, weren't they?
Yeah, but it was a really toxic thing that was going back and forth, and, you know.
I still make more money than him, so that's cheating to me.
Yeah. There was a lot going on. A lot of people, one of the best conspiracy theories about that murder is that it was OJ's son that did it in a fit of rage, and OJ tried to take the fall and then beat the case. And it's crazy as fuck, but there's some credibility, like there's some credence to it, like it like any conspiracy, like you can at least connect the dots and see what people mean by it.
I remember everybody in my school was pretty stoked when OJ got off. Like,
really?
Yeah.
You went to a very all-white school,
It was
too.
Very all-white school.
That's interesting.
At the time, I think we had...
Because, I mean, that's how it was broken down.
We had probably one half Mexican kid, one half Korean kid, and one Korean kid, and that was everybody else in the entire school was white.
So they were probably just like, that bitch deserved it for dating one of those blacks.
No, but the whole lunchroom watched the verdict together. It was like that big of a thing. I think all the teachers were just like, fuck it, these are kids, who cares? Let's just watch TV well, no, today. You know, school, you know what I mean?
My school made me do like a day by day, made all of us do like a day by day.
Watch
like,
on it?
In like fifth grade and shit. Like,
yeah, we watched the trial.
What year
man.
Was this?
What year was it?
94?
Yeah, that sounds I was trying to picture, you know how I was doing it? I was trying to picture his Bronco. I was like, what? Because I know he had a new Bronco at the time.
I just know it interrupted the NBA Finals, New York Knicks versus Houston Rockets.
Okay.
Like I said, I know every playoff game from the night. God,
where's that Bronco at? Somebody owns that Bronco,
that's
dude.
That's classic, and I still want a replica of that.
Oh, like, man, so do I. That's a great year. Those are getting more and more valuable right now, those boxy Fords.
Like, yeah, Bronco would be but our school, dope to roll around in.
Yeah, a white Bronco, like OJ, dude.
First time I got sentenced, like my mom probably still hate me for this shit, but first time I got sentenced for some serious shit and I knew I was going to jail, mm-hmm. I wore an OJ jersey to court.
Oh, my man.
That is so funny.
This is why we're best friends,
that is
homie.
So funny.
Yo, have you ever driven the OJ Chase, anybody?
No,
I went
obviously.
And drove it.
Where is it, L.A.?
Well, it's Orange County up to like towards L.A.
How do you know? Are there like signs?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Follow OJ.
Well, no, no, yeah.
The back picture of the back of my red, of a white back of Bronco.
But you can listen to. I listened to it on the air and drove it.
Nice.
So,
nice.
And you beat it in time, so you have to keep fast forwarding.
Right,
so
right.
Going slow for driving, a portion of it. But you can pretty much, if there's traffic, you can like time it. And they're like, now he's passing the Irvine exit on the 405, and like you're driving it. I mean, it felt like I was running, breaking free for a touchdown. You know what I mean? To the 45, to the 30, you know?
Dude, everybody erupted like, woo! I didn't care at all. I just didn't have an opinion.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, woo!
I was a little too young.
I just cared because I knew he was a football player.
Like, yeah, right?
I think that's a lot of what kids...
I just cared because I loved Hertz Rent-A-Car. but there was...
You never mind.
That was just sad.
Even, you owned a business in L.A.
Yeah, right.
He wasn't even old enough to rent a car, but you could.
I know, right? Naked Gun, dude.
Naked Gun,
great
yeah.
movie. I lost my train of thought.
Did you forget your podcasting?
Did I? Yeah. Well, we got these fortunes Trevor brought down.
Oh yeah.
You get to go first, Blake. So we said today's goal was to get Blake to speak.
Sometimes even love shows a rerun. I don't
That's
know
hot.
What that means.
That's hot.
That means you're about to get some old coochie.
Sometimes even love. Yeah, that's exactly what that means. What else is that supposed to mean, right? It's basically like saying chase down some old school tang.
Yeah. Something you hit before, you get to hit again.
Dip in the Rolodex. That's what that says right there. That's
my body count is so low that's not possible. I can already tell.
Was it one out of three?
Maybe you're looking in the wrong Rolodex. Maybe these are old friends that you should be never mind.
Yeah, it's not.
All right.
Mine's wrong.
Yours was wrong. Luke, did you get a fortune?
Yeah, I say take the chance while you still have the choice. So that either means I'm going to the casino tonight or...
Take the chance while you
you're
still...
You're going to see Twista.
While you still have...
Play something these hoes will like. Take one of those chances, dude. Get yourself...
Yeah, I'm going to get some old coochie.
Get yourself a celebrity overnight.
You guys got your cookies split, man.
Yeah, dude.
Wait, I'm yours probably going to beat off to a porn star I haven't watched.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like, wow, dude. Nice.
Hell yeah.
Dip into the old porn locker.
Light a candle.
Yeah.
I like that.
Like, I remember when I was into normal shit. And you're going to tune in.
And I didn't watch exclusively throat fuck videos.
Yeah, one's farting out cum into a cocktail dress and drinking it. Have y'all seen that?
This
cum
almost
fart?
Feels wholesome. You're this just like real, slap, 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 slap.
It's a real website, dude. Cum fart cocktails. Cumfartcocktails.com. If that's in your internet history, you need to get to church, dude. Straight up. Just start at ground one. Cum fart cocktails.
You're the one who knows about this. Who are you guilting?
Yeah,
none of us.
I go to church.
None of us have ever heard of it,
homie.
None of us have ever heard of it.
Shave head blowjobs is when I realized I was too far out there. I got to pull it back.
All right.
The porn that I watch is like people's only fans and shit. So I'd be at the local Wendy's a little bit too much. Like I've seen you.
You're like the SoundCloud of porn. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like this mainstream shit.
Underground.
You know?
Yeah. I like this freestyle.
Find a new talent.
That's right. Before they blow up.
You should DM them and be like, I want to be your representation.
Yeah.
This is only the beginning, dude. You could be the next Riley Reed.
I think that they're too smart for that now that they've got their OnlyFans. The OnlyFans is the fucking key.
I mean, if you're still working at Wendy's, you really ain't that smart.
Yeah, right?
That's true.
Only one fan.
Yeah, only a couple.
They can just pretend they don't.
Only fan minus the S.
Yeah, right.
What'd you get, Trev?
Good to begin well, better to end well.
All right.
That's deep. I like that.
Good to begin well, better
to end well. And I think I take it to me, it's like how like I'm a slow starter sexually, but at the end I'm throwing ropes. Dumping. You know?
I was thinking about
a strong closer.
I was thinking about stand up.
I think it's saying
where it's definitely true.
That works too. Yeah. You want to end on a high note?
Yeah, like, that's true.
Yeah, but I was
like Corey set last night where he bombed and then I got on stage and murdered him. Murdered him right
no
out
there. There's no better feeling than seeing Corey Henderson struggle and someone else
in
do well.
We're in West Virginia where they should eat his.
Dude,
Confederate shit up.
He's 0 for 2 on his last two trips down to West Virginia, dude. I took him down there. He's my opener, you guys know. He's been,
okay, yeah,
he's
yeah,
been my opener
yeah,
for a while.
Yeah.
And
somebody's got to get him work.
He went down there. Dude, he was so mad. And then I did really well after. And, like, I got off. And, you know, we're friends. I was like, oh, man, that felt pretty good. He goes, I want to get the fuck out of here right now. He was so mad, dude. And we always say, like, I want to see Corey do well. I just want to do a pinch better. And, like,
yeah.
It doesn't happen often, dude. The guy's a legend. I love his shit. He's fucking one of my favorite comics.
Charismatic.
He's in a downturn.
Yeah, I love it. Let's get him on here talking about quitting.
Chicago didn't go well either.
That's what I heard.
Oh, yeah, he wasn't really down there, right?
No, he did, like, three mics out there, and he said they were all dog shit. But.
I think
it was a little too social
no,
justice for
there.
His liking.
Oh, okay.
He was too woke out there for him.
Taking the pictures?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's what
we're
it was. Yeah, he was.
Henderson
yeah, yeah, that was funny.
Much,
so the four guys go up to Chicago, but somebody's got to take the pictures.
Yeah.
So one of the guys photoshopped him in the exact same position into all the pictures. Anyway.
Can we smoke in here?
No.
Yeah. I was lighting up too. All right, Aaron, what's yours?
Oh fuck! What is mine? I think I can read all the words. It says today your charm will have them singing like birds.
Oh yeah, dude. That's the most ridiculous one. I don't.
I'm
you're
not
gonna,
the
you're kill
one.
Tonight at the
just
Parkways.
And have them singing
today
like birds.
They'll be chirping, dude.
Chirping.
They'll be chirping.
That's what I always say anytime a woman's talking.
Oh, that's what it
chirping.
Means. There's gonna be some mouthy bitches at the mic.
There's gonna be someone
chirping like birds.
Yeah. Oh man. That female comedy
that sounds,
squawk.
That yes, I do know someone like that.
Yeah,
yes, I do.
Yeah. My grandmother has Parkinson's disease. Good.
I had herpes last week.
Yeah. Well, it's like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I was doing the HPV joke, and that chick threw a drink at me, and I
got
right back with, sweetie, there are easier ways for you to tell the whole room that you have HPV.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I bet she loved that one.
She gave me the middle finger an inch away from my face. I thought she was going to strike me.
Oh,
I took
buddy.
A fighting stance, dude. I was ready to Frank Dukes her ass, dude. I took a fighting stance. Bloodsport.
I was going to say the real Frank Dukes.
Yeah, dude. The movie Frank Dukes, dude. I was doing the splits.
You ever get hit by a lady?
Dude, you're talking to the bone. I get struck 3-4 times a week.
I've been hit at least a couple times. One time I was just at a campfire doing nothing, and some girl who'd been taking like Tybo was just like drunk and like, no, I am tough, and turned around and just kicked the tallest person she could in the head. And I was like, what the fuck? But it didn't go down. So
yeah,
so she was like, what the fuck?
Tybo is my favorite of the martial arts.
Tybo, it's
the most lethal.
It's one of the.
I have yet to see one UFC fighter successful with using Tybo.
Someone should come out just as like a troll and do that, like well seasoned.
You guys remember the infomercials for Tybo?
Billy Blanks.
That's what I'm saying.
It's either Girls Gone Wild or Billy Blanks. Like,
yeah,
it's one
dude,
of the two.
I'm jerking
out
off to both.
Looking back, it was like the meanest thing a teacher could do, but for some reason we were like, it was like the end of the year and we're seniors, so we're got nothing to do, you know, nobody's gonna fail at this point, right? So she would let us go through her file cabinet and read people's writing assignments from writing class, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this kid had written like a fantasy, and he called himself Billy Blanks in the story.
Hell yeah.
And he was like in school, and there was this girl, and he was in love with her. And then like he went to prom by himself, but she was getting harassed by some men. And then he like kicks the whole arena, like the whole gymnasium's asses.
Number one.
Yeah, using timeout and carries the girl out under like the
number
under
one.
The, okay.
If you're writing a fantasy and you fantasizing your Billy Blanks, your real life fucking sucks.
But that's what I'm saying, dude. What kind of a teacher lets you read that out loud to all the people around you in your fucking classroom? Bro. And we were all dying laughing at this kid's story, man.
Teacher that's definitely cool need fire.
Yeah, no, man. Bro, that's cool what I'm on that saying. Teacher.
Because there's a kid who might really be into comedy at some point. Like, you know, let him fucking embrace the story. No, that's and a like, fact. Yo, yeah, I'm being creative in my way of being creative. And everybody's enjoying it.
I couldn't believe
it. I like that.
At the time, we just thought it was cool and fun because it was hilarious. But looking back, none of us did anything to the guy. He was in our grade, even. Obviously, we could have picked on him. I think we all knew it was like a secret. We're like, okay, we can do this. But we can't tell Adam that we read his story.
I found one of my friends love breakup poetry.
Yeah.
You know? And like, yo, you get your heart broken. Sweet. I don't care how tough you are. You get your heart broken bad enough. Your ass is up in your room writing poems.
Right, right.
I remember. Songs, terrible songs.
We found them, and they were so bad. They were cringy, and they all rhymed like, I'm so blue, I without you. I never thought I'd found a love so true. And we went through, and we graded them. Like, B+, good use of alliteration, you know?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I didn't get a poem, but I got somebody's breakup letter, and like, it was after school, and it got passed around on a bus.
Oh.
They took somebody's note from the front of the bus and passed it to the back, and we was just ignorant and ass kids back in the day. So didn't give a fuck.
We were the worst bus.
So once it got to me, I read it. Once I started reading it, I said, hold up, man, this is my homeboy.
Oh, shit,
it says
dude,
at the bottom.
Rough,
it's got
dude.
His name. That sucks.
Yeah, so we wasn't cool after that.
No. After that, the things kind of fell apart.
Yeah. He wanted to.
You're like, I don't know.
Our school bus was freaking wild, man. We did. We went through at least 3 school bus drivers, and one of them died, and most of them quit because we were like the worst. I don't know why.
Wait, what happened to the driver that died?
He had a heart attack while he was screwing his wife, I think.
Oh, nice.
But
hell yeah.
Yeah, the best. Yeah, the best of our. What are you doing? Going to have a cigarette?
No, I should.
Don't do that. We'll just come back here eventually.
I don't make a call about the parkway.
All right, whatever. Well, it makes sense. He does have to go do the parkway. What was I talking about? School buses. Yeah, Tiny. So Tiny had the hugest ears, like an elephant. You know what I mean? He was an elderly guy, and he died screwing his wife. He was the first one, and he was the best one. The only reason he could take us was he would instead of like. Trying to make the rules, he'd kind of like govern us with the older kids. You know what I mean? Like he allied himself with the older kids. So they would get to like.
See, I had an older kid on the bus that was beating the shit out of me, dude.
Yeah, that would fly on our bus, you know?
He wasn't beating the shit out of you.
Under the seats.
He was keeping you in check.
That's right, exactly.
He was policing.
You're getting it. Because you were a mouthy little piece of shit.
This dude was a sadist,
And the bus driver knew that he couldn't hit you. So he let the sadist fucking hit you. And that's how come Tiny
went. No, this wasn't organized.
Oh, okay.
This kid was crazy. No, but we had like fights under the seats on the bus a lot. That would be cool.
When you were real little.
We would like keep track of our wins and losses. Kicking each other in the face through the bus seats.
I rode the bus for way too long. I think I was probably a freshman in high school the last time I was still riding the bus, maybe even more.
Is that way too long?
Well,
I did it until like junior year.
It's probably different for city kids than it is country kids. Country kids, we like the thing is to get a car because if you don't got a car and you live in the country, what the fuck are you doing? You know, you can't walk to Walmart or whatever it is. You know, so yeah, that's the charger right there.
Bro, it is red hot in the studio.
I wasn't really in the city, though.
In here?
I'm dripping in sweat. I walked outside and was like, oh, it's air-conditioned outside.
All right.
Douglas and I have
I'm wearing a coat.
Different stances on air-conditioning.
I was going to say, I'm wearing a coat, dude.
Yeah, you're insane. I straight up, like, in my house or car, everything is kept at 50 degrees, dude. I'm not trying to expire, dude. I'll rot.
What time is it?
It's 8:15.
All right, and you got to go to the thing, right?
I mean, I can do whatever I want.
Well,
I've built up a reputation.
He is the bone.
Thank you. See, Loke gets what not everybody
mind getting
gets.
On time.
You want to go on time?
Whatever we're doing.
Yeah, what do you?
You guys have things to talk about.
I make the list. Yeah, dude, we're in the middle of some good stuff. We had a good. I had a few minutes on air conditioning that I was getting ready to work in, which was material that I had saved for this, bro.
Never mind. I thought
because
you
keep getting
that?
A cigarette.
Oh, yeah, the fucking the cookie.
You want to smoke that cigarette? Oh, I could have a cigarette.
I could have a smoke. I could go have a quick crank. I'll crank down in the bathroom. Dude, I've spent a lot of time at Douglas's house, so just mathematically, I'm not admitting to this, but like mathematically, I've probably jerked off here three different times.
The odds are in his favor. I'm not saying he has, but he's just saying if you were going to make bets.
If you're going to base it on math, the amount of times jerked off, the amount of time spent here, it's a statistical fact that I've jerked off.
So he's basically telling you he owe you rent money.
That is rent.
Yeah, you jerk off about all three times.
Where do you think it's most likely that you would have jacked off?
Where?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely the upstairs bathroom is where it was. It was in the upstairs bathroom.
That's where I would have done it. That's where I would have done it.
Yeah.
All right, same page. Same page.
I would have rubbed one off right in the carport.
I got here early. I was locked out. I was like, I'm going to give a quick crank down.
Look, you should at least plug your podcast.
Smoke Without Shout Out, the so-and-so show on YouTube every week. Once a month, we do have...
Smoke Out, Shout Out is a different show than so-and-so, right?
No, it's the same show. It's an acronym.
Nobody
gets it when I say so-and-so.
The easiest way to find it is the so-and-so show on YouTube. Shout out to Big D. I always got to say that. But one of my co-hosts and Tone Montana. We over a year in.
Solid fucking dude. I was on the season 2 Mega premiere.
Pittsburgh Pride.
It is an absolute, like, really cool podcast experience. It's so much better than what we do here. I mean, professionalism. The guys are actually funny. He's just lying. You know? But no, I really do love going on that show, and it's a blast. You guys should check it out. There's a lot of, like, variety to it. Now, when I plug it, because I plug it a lot, because I've told you, all these white comics are out here calling me racist, so I'm always like, no, man, I'm on the so-and-so podcast. Yeah.
Dude, I have black friends.
Yeah, dude.
He's an unofficial member.
So now do I call it as a member? If I'm going to be jumped in, should it be so and so or smoked out shout out? Because I usually say so and so.
So and so. Same thing.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. So and so is easier for me to remember.
If you know, you know. You guys call it smoked out shout out, but we call it so and so because I'm in.
And so.
Yeah.
Now, do I say like, can you get that? Like, so and so? No, I don't do that.
So and so?
You're like, you're officially out.
Like I say,
can you get that on audio or only on YouTube?
We're working on the audio now. It's only on YouTube right now.
All
right. But we're working on the audio now. And like I say, once a month we have showcases at the One Lab MPC. And July 11th, we're having a roast. Trevor will be present. My birthday. Yeah. We are having a roast.
Oh, birthday roast, huh? So, what town's that in?
That's on the north side.
Are we filming that?
It's for the podcast, so it's gonna be like a podcast.
I'm gonna get canceled, dude.
I can't wait.
I'm surprised we haven't been canceled.
Straight up. Well, my episodes, there were a few times during mine where you were like, "Excuse me," and I was just like, "Wait," you're like, "You can't say retarded." So then I was like, "I'm gonna say it more."
I say that for my public safety.
Right. Straight up. But like,
look, I told you. Now I'm free and clear,
bro. I'm gonna be the only white dude on this roast. You better believe I'm gonna have a blast and then be canceled.
Cocaine or blast?
I'm always ready to blast.
I don't think anyone cares enough.
Nobody's gonna. Well,
no offense.
Too small to fail.
Far greater men than you, Blake, have tried and failed.
Who's gonna do anything? No one has any power.
No one has any power to take my non-existent power to begin with. And once you operate on that plane, you start being like Tucker Carlson, David. You're just like, you can't touch me, dude.
Thank you for those plugs, Logue.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you for the platform.
No, it's a treat, dude. Go check out the show. I love that. All right,
Trevor, you got anything?
I got shit. Always come to the
Parkway. Always come to the Parkway.
Come to the Parkway Theater every single Friday and drink until you can't see. I want you dangerous on the way home. But I'm also going to drop a few show plugs because I don't know when this is going to come out. And I got shows out the ass because I'm a fucking G. Okay, so July 5th, I'm at some Butler Arts thing. It's an Alana Breach show, or Alana Lee, I guess she goes by now. July 7th, I'm at Voodoo with Don Arner, which should be a really cool show. That's out in New Kent, too. July 10th, it just says Bosco.
Mike Bosco has
Look
a
at
show.
Mike Bosco's Facebook, and that will tell you where that show that I'm on. And then you can call
my brother, and he'll give you my number.
And then the last one I'll pitch here, because I got him booked all the way out, I do want to say I am closing out the show. This is the first time I've been asked to do this. I'm pretty excited about it. At Arcade Comedy Theater.
Heyo.
That is on Sunday the 11th.
Downtown Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, right downtown Arcade Comedy Theater. You come down there, we'll talk stores, we'll talk about push, we'll talk all about it. So come on down, get all tuned up, party down.
Fucking A. You got any closing statement, Blake?
I have no shows.
I'll get you a guest.
I have a crypto hedge fund. You guys probably heard about it if you're a regular listener here. That's true. Got 100% money back guarantees with only a 20% profit take for me that I tell you about. You'll only know about 20% of the money that I'm taking from you.
Yes.
So give me your money. Let me buy this dip right now. And let us get rich together, baby. We'll have boats.
I can't wait to hear you talking. We'll blow each other. About how you're like, I got to quit making these money back guarantees.
I do. I'm already in the hole with the money back guarantees.
You've already done it. So.
But I'm going to keep doing it.
He's going to double down on the money back guarantees here at the Bull Investment.
Where do I sign up at?
Yeah, right? What was that doctor?
No, you just handed him cash in an envelope. 5 years
and you guys are all going to be wishing.
Doctor who had the Ponzi scheme.
Madoff.
Yeah, Bernie Madoff.
Yeah, you're the Bernie Madoff.
Brought to you of Pittsburgh comedy, bro. All
right, guys. Say goodbye.
All right, I love you guys.
Thanks for coming. It's been a blast.
Yeah, thank you.
Love you.
There it was. Did you dig the sports talk? I could tell Trevor and Loke were like paranoid that they were losing people. And, you know, I was listening to Sam Morrell and Mark Norman's podcast, and they started talking sports, and they were also concerned they were losing people. Look, if you're going to lose somebody talking about sports, it's me. I don't know shit about sports. You know what I mean? I don't mind it. You see, what I like is perspective. Now, if we're going to watch some analytics show on sports that's talking about a game that's happening tomorrow, I'm really not that interested. But when you're talking to a couple of people and they're talking about sports and they're talking about perspective, I guess, included on it, then it's interesting. Because you're like learning just as much about the order as you are the sport. Either way, I really do think those guys would do well to start their own sports podcast. I mean, you heard them rattle on, right? They know their shit. I couldn't believe it. It was like Rain Man crap. Hell, if I remember, I even said that shit. Well, either way. Big props. Never gave a shit about basketball. Still thought it was pretty interesting. Oh, yeah. Do not forget, if you got YouTube. Are you a YouTuber? I don't YouTube. See, this podcast, not on YouTube. Why? I don't get it. I don't YouTube. Like, the only time I'll YouTube is if it's a clickable link from something else. I just Google stuff, and I look for a video. Often how-tos. Anyway, the point being is, if you're looking for the so-and-so podcast, you need more Loke No Joke in your life, that's where you find it. YouTube. S-O space letter N space S-O podcast. Those guys are no holds barred. And Trevor's been on episodes, so go back and listen to those. The guy's crazy. Those guys are crazy. They all go crazy together. Check them out. Blake Scala, also around. Me, also around. We're in Pittsburgh. I'm sure Trevor's got shows. They just plugged him at the end. Blah, blah, blah. Today's song, though, today's featured artist is interesting. So I did not realize it, but the song Mother's Little Helper. Now, you've probably heard it because, you know, it's modern day now and this type of stuff is acceptable. I don't know if it's acceptable, but it's accepted. But I guess in 1966, when the album Aftermath was released, only the UK version of the song had Mother's Little Helper by the Rolling Stones. Now, my guess is the United States was not ready for drug talk. And they were certainly not ready to hear about somebody's mother doing drugs. But if you were alive... Oh, you know, 66. My first car was made in 66. The Ford Falcon Futura Sports Coupe. Second most rare Ford Falcon ever made. Huh. Released the same year as Aftermath. This song, Mother's Little Helper, by the Rolling Stones.
What a drag it is getting old. Kids are different today. I hear every mother say, mother needs something today to calm her down. She's not really ill. There's a little yellow pill. She goes running for the shelter of her mother's little helper, and it helps her on her way. gets her through her busy day. Things are different today, I hear every mother say. Cooking fresh food for her husband's just a drag. So she buys an instant cake, and she buys a frozen steak, and goes running for the shelter of her mother's little helper. And to help her on her way, gets her through her busy day. Doctor, please, some more of these outside the door. She took four more. What a drag it is getting old. Men just aren't the same today, I hear every mother say. They just don't appreciate that you get tired. They're so hard to satisfy, you can tranquilize. So go running for the shelter of a mother's little helper, and for help you through the night, help to minimize your plight. Doctor, please, some more of these outside the door. She took four more. What a drag it is getting on. I hear every mother say, the pursuit of happiness just seems a bore. And if you take more of those, you will get an overdose. No more running for the shelter of a mother's little helper. They've just helped you on your way through your busy dying day.
Short and sweet.